بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. In this discussion of the Kaaba Sharif, ulama have discussed it at great length and very important and very in-depth discussions, and it is also very important for us to know so that we can get the maximum benefit of the Kaaba Sharif. Wherever we are, we can get the benefit. If we know what it is and we, so to say, tune into the benefit, we'll get all those benefits. And otherwise, our whole life will be spent, we'll even come to the masjid, we'll even face the Qibla, but we won't get all those benefits, so to say, if we are not tuned in. Like if we have a transistor, a radio, and we can tune in to any radio station of the world, and whatever is going on there, we can listen. But if we don't tune in, we will be deprived. Just like that, the air waves, the barakat and ruhani waves of Makkah, of Kaaba Sharif, are throughout the world. And it is for any and everyone to take benefit. But it is if we tune in. If we don't tune in, they are there, but we are deprived. And it is for great, great goodness, khair and kathir that is there, but we will be deprived of it. So of the discussions, one discussion is whether the Kaaba Sharif was the first place to be built as far as time is concerned. That means as far as time, was it the first to be built, or is it the first to be built as far as value, as far as importance, as far as hidayat, barakat, rahmat is concerned, was it in that aspect that it is the first house? And this is all with regard to comparison to Baytul Muqaddas, Masjid Al-Aqsa. The Jews made an objection that why is not Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam facing Masjid Al-Aqsa and performing namaz? Why hasn't he made Masjid Al-Aqsa his Qibla? So this is all basically in answer to that, to show Kaaba is the most superior place, and that is the correct place to face for namaz, not Masjid Al-Aqsa. So with regard to that, as far as time also it is concerned, it has been proven from various ayat that Kaaba Sharif was the first place to be built as far as time also is concerned. That is, when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came, he was the first to build the Kaaba Sharif. Allah had created the earth first, before the skies also. And in the earth, the place where the Kaaba is, there first it was only water everywhere. Then a bubble appeared there. And then land started from there, and Allah spread out the land as we have it in the world, the seven continents, all the islands, etc. So that was the first place. And then the Kaaba was the first place to be built also. So it is the first place as far as time is concerned to be built also. As far as value is concerned also, it is the most valuable place on the whole earth. And the whole world's goodness, even dunya's goodness from a dunya point of view, even deen's all goodness is all connected with the Kaaba Sharif. So it is the most valuable place. Kaaba Sharif is the only place in the world that Allah has made for us to make Hajj and go there and visit the Kaaba. Not Masjid Al-Aqsa, no other masjid also. Only the Kaaba Sharif. So as far as value is concerned, benefits are concerned, hidayat is concerned, barakat is concerned, rahmat is concerned, also the most valuable place is the Kaaba Sharif. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah Ali has written a great kitab with regard to the Kaaba Sharif. And this on the one side shows his great, great knowledge which he possessed, which surpasses many of the great ulama of the past also. And also the great in-depth discussion which he has made with regard to the Kaaba Sharif and the value of it. He explains that Allah Ta'ala basically has created this world for His worship, and He's created us and put us in this world for His worship. That is the basic thing. This world is not to acquire it, to enjoy this world, to live it up in this world. This world, Allah has made it clear, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created jinn and mankind but for my worship. Allah says, الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ. The dunya has been created for you. وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. And you have been created for the Akhirah. On the tongue of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah has informed us that we are here not for this dunya, we are here for Akhirah. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made us of two important components. One is our body, physical body, which is made of sand and water, of these worldly things. And the most important in this is the other component, the ruh, our soul. And it is only when the ruh comes in the body, then there is life. The body is formed in the mother's womb in about 4 months' time. But till then there is no life in that body. The mother doesn't feel any movements also. When the ruh comes in, now she will feel movements also. Life has come in the child. And the child remains for another about 5 months in the mother's womb. And that is what is the life, the ruh. When the child comes in this world, if it is not a stillborn child, a child that has already passed away, the ruh has been taken out. The ruh is still inside, the child is a living child. Even if, unfortunately, Allah save us all, even if it is a sick child, a deformed child, but as long as the ruh is there, there is life in that child. And the child is, then grows up and becomes a human being, a fully fledged human being. And it will remain as such as long as the ruh is there. Once the ruh is taken out, then we won't refer to that person also by his name. Now we'll call him marhum also. Marhum, marhuma. It is the ruh that is the important. The ruh comes from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has got no fixed place. Allah is everywhere. Allah is beyond our comprehension. Allah is everywhere. And the ruh comes from Allah Ta'ala. So for the ruh to make Allah's ibadah, anywhere, anytime is very easy. But the requirement is not only of the ruh to make Allah's ibadah, but the body also. The body of this material thing, it needs direction. To face Allah Ta'ala, Allah is everywhere. There is no direction that is required. But for the body to face, it needs direction. So for that, Allah has fixed the Kaaba, this great and honorable place, as the direction. So whenever we make our namazes, we have to face Kaaba Sharif. And all other ibadat, nafil ibadat, we don't have to face, but if we do face, we will get a lot of much more barakat and much more sawab and the goodness of Kaaba Sharif. So Allah has made this so that we can get all that goodness which Allah has kept in the Kaaba Sharif, that with our bodies we face the Kaaba, we face the Qibla. So that is a very important basic aspect and requirement of our deen, and it is all so that we can get the full and maximum benefit of all our ibadat. Namaz itself is the greatest ibadat, and there are great benefits, and namaz also will get the benefit when we do make namaz, not just exercise, not standing ruku sajda, but when we make namaz. And that is like a person goes into a meeting, any meeting, important discussions he has, but he's sleeping in that meeting. Or he's busy with his cell phone in that meeting. He's sitting in the meeting, but he's not in that meeting. Or while he's sitting there, he's paying no attention. He's thinking about other things. So like that, we can imagine our namaz is like that. We are in namaz, we are not connected with Allah in the least, but most of us, almost the whole namaz, all our namaz, we don't think of Allah Ta'ala, we are thinking of everything else, we are thinking of even filthy, dirty things in namaz. So that is not called the namaz. So then we cannot get the benefit of that namaz. And then in that namaz we had to be connected with Qibla. We don't even think of Qibla. We don't think of the Kaaba also. So we are depriving ourselves of all that great benefit also. So all these benefits are there, but it is if we make ourselves present and eligible. Otherwise whole life we'll even be making namazes, but we lose out on all this. So it's very important that we connect ourselves and consciously we face the Kaaba with our heart also. And all the barakat and all the goodness of the Kaaba, we make that niyat so that we can get all that benefit also. Allah give us tawfiq to understand it and then to do amal also and not deprive ourselves and get the full benefits. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.